Welcome to the inaugural episode of Trademark Tales of Terror. This one's about Freddy Krueger stalking the nightmares of bootleg merchandise vendors. I'm Julie King, an intellectual property attorney and your witchy guide to trademark terror. Today, we're going to dive into the dark and chilling world of A Nightmare on Elm Street. Join me as we explore the trademark legacy of one of horror cinema's most iconic figures, Freddy Krueger. In the gloomy realm of nightmares, the bladed glove-wielding, scarred slasher Freddy Krueger made his debut. He terrorized Elm Street's youth, haunting their dreams and leaving a trail of spine-chilling release in his wake. With his fedora and sinister grin, Freddy became an enduring symbol of fear. He also became a trademark. The Nightmare on Elm Street movies have been a huge success for New Line Cinema and its successors, including Warner Brothers. Not only have the 9 movies in the franchise raked in millions of dollars, starting with the original 1984 film, there was an anthology television series in 1988 called Freddy's Nightmares, novels based on the films, comic book series, a documentary about the film series and its legacy, video games, a slew of officially licensed merchandise, including posters, t-shirts, figures, costumes, glassware, and of course, bedding for your sweet nightmares. While the movies themselves, along with the TV shows, books, comics, and the character of Freddy Krueger, are all covered by copyright law, there are numerous trademarks associated with this brand as well, including the name of the series itself, Nightmare on Elm Street, the name Freddy Krueger, the name Freddy by itself, but just for toys, you can still name your pets Freddy and Five Nights at Freddy's. It's fine as a movie title. Most importantly, the image of the spiked glove Freddy wears is registered as trademark. While an image like the spiked glove is usually covered only by copyright, when it becomes a brand identifier, as this glove has, it can be registered as trademark. In 1994, New Line sued Russ Berry and Company over Russ's ghostly gasher, a toy consisting of a glove with knife-like blades coming out of the fingertips, claiming both copyright and trademark infringement. In a nightmare for Russ, New Line won regarding copyright damages, but to New Line's horror, they lost the trademark part of the case. The folks at Russ claimed they didn't know a bladed glove was worn by Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Really? I mean, come on. And the recovery for damages for trademark infringement requires evidence of actual confusion or, in the alternative, willful deception or bad faith on the part of the alleged infringer. It is really hard to believe that the decision makers at Russ didn't know about Freddy's glove from the movie. But as there wasn't any solid proof that they did, they escaped owing damages for trademark infringement. The horror for the current trademark owners continues as countless vendors and misguided individuals create and sell merchandise featuring the franchise names, characters, and other protected intellectual property. Now, the owners license the copyright and trademarks to plenty of vendors because that allows them to get a cut of sales, and that is no small chunk of change, especially this time of year. Licensing also allows the owners to control what kinds of goods and services the trademarks are associated with and how they're used. For example, the owners probably don't want Freddy showing up on, diapers. Sales of unlicensed merchandise take away that control and don't provide any revenue for the rights holders. That's not the only scary part. The specter of the owners finding out about the unlicensed merchandise and taking legal action against the vendors is truly the stuff of nightmares for those bootleg vendors. The Nightmare on Elm Street franchise has left a lasting mark on the horror genre, and Freddy Krueger's legacy still haunts our dreams and the nightmares of those selling bootleg Nightmare on Elm Street merchandise. Tune in for more trademark tales of terror in our next episode, where we'll discuss Friday the 13th and Jason Voorhees.